And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live. I'm Paul Dottino. He is Roman Oben, as always. Great to see you, Roman.
Great to be here.
And you know, it is time to get you our GEICO 15-second recap. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And really, Roman, the Giants have had a few extra days off because of the Thursday game in Washington. How do they keep sharp? How do they keep their rhythm as they get back to practice today?
Well, I think it was more important that they were 2-0 going into that stretch. So they had a lot of confidence. You have kind of like an extra bye week. You know, they have one coming in after 3 weeks from now. So they just have to stay sharp, stay confident, and just continue to build on things they did well for that five-day stretch, if you will.
Roman, let's get a look at the injury report, and it is shrinking. And Tom Coughlin moments ago told us that John Beeson and Devon Kennard and Odell Beckham all are expected to practice in full today.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, this is the smallest injury report I've seen in a while. And you talk about Steve Weatherford, he's still nursing that ankle. But the other three guys, it's really positive. Kennard, we haven't seen him since training camp. And obviously, Beeson and Beckham are guys that are desperately needed as the Giants continue to try to become a solid contender this season.
We know that Beckham is way behind, and I've been saying that when he gets back on the field, they're probably best served to use him as a punt returner because you don't have to know as many plays. But Tom Coughlin just told the media he thinks that Beckham mentally is where he needs to be.
Yeah, because he's taken those mental reps in terms of the meetings, the walkthrough. He's always there. He hasn't been, you know, riding a bike for 3-4 months, and he should know what to do. Now, Coach Coughlin also said in terms of the adjustments, the things that happen throughout the course of a game in live action, if you will, that's something that you're going to have to play in the game to actually get better at that. But I think right now he could at least come in and be a returner and run some post routes and maybe take two defenders out of the equation so to open up some things downfield, maybe even be a downfield target a few times this week.
In addition, it looks at this point like John Beeson is very hopeful of getting back on the field during this week's game. Now, the key there is the Giants are back on artificial turf again. And you remember the other day he was telling us that it's different for his toe when he's on natural grass or when he's on an artificial surface. How much do the Giants have to monitor that?
Well, they have to monitor a lot. And obviously shoes and footing and all those things become, you know, those little intricate details. But John Beeson, again, when he's healthy, when he's 100%, he's as good as anybody in the league. I mean, he's been a Pro Bowl player, and he could do a lot with a defense that's already starting to turn the corner in terms of stopping the run, turning the ball over. So to get number 52 back in lineup would be tremendous. And, Paul, I thought I would never say this, but we're probably seeing at this point, I would say Odell Beckham is closer to playing than John Beeson because you don't want Beeson to go back too early. And then he gets caught by a setback.
Yeah, and then would have to sit out some more time. Again, let's stick with defense, Roman, because last week the Giants scored 31 total points off of a combined 6 turnovers. Wow, that is a recipe that's going to win you a lot of games.
Yeah, and one thing what was more compelling to me was the types of ways that they created the turnovers. You saw the sacks from you saw the initial sack from Kiwi. I mean, coming around the corner looking like he was 23 years old. You saw interceptions that were thrown right to defenders' laps. They make Kirk Cousins very uncomfortable, a guy that hadn't really been touched in previous weeks. So when you can create that much fear in the quarterback's eyes, that sends a specific message on film as to what this defense can do. And you saw different guys getting the turnovers. So that was what I really liked to see. It coming from different ways and not just one or two guys.
Speaking of different guys, how about the offense? Eli Manning clicking on all cylinders. He threw 4 touchdown passes. Cruz caught 100 yards worth of balls. Reuben Randle got involved into the offense again. Wow, Eli Manning looks like he's got it going.
Yeah, and Paul, what you're seeing right now from Eli Manning, you're seeing rhythm, you're seeing confidence. You're seeing that magic number of 70% completion percentage. And that touchdown to interception ratio is far. You like to see that 4-1, and that number's going to grow. 10 touchdowns, maybe 2 picks. So Eli Manning spreading the ball. He's looking confident. He's standing up on his feet. You're seeing Victor Cruz get involved. You're seeing everyone getting involved around the perimeter. You're seeing a command of an offense that we obviously didn't see in preseason and we didn't see the first 2 weeks of the year.
You know, Roman, I think it's fair to say the biggest surprise of this young NFL season around the league has got to be tight end Larry Donnell. Look at these numbers now. 25 catches, averaging 9.5 yards a catch. 4 touchdowns on the season, 3 scores coming against Washington last week. And I got to tell you, that just seemed to come out of nowhere because this guy had been very inconsistent during the course of his first 2 years here.
You know, the irony that I go back to week one when he caught that post touchdown in the corner of the end zone. I'm like, okay, this is what we've been waiting for all preseason. But Larry Donnell has become a favorite target for Eli Manning, and he fits that model of what an NFL tight end is expected to do. And Paul, you can't coach 6'6", 260 pounds. He goes up for those jump balls. He's a great red zone target. I mean, you see, he's probably 10, 11 feet up in the air. It's tremendous what he can do athletically, and he's still an ascending football player in terms of his blocking, learning his assignments. But in terms of a target for Eli Manning, specifically in the red zone, I mean, there isn't anybody better in the league right now than Larry Donnell.
Yeah, right now he's using a lot of those basketball skills. Told us that he was a big-time basketball player many years ago when he was growing up, and he still applies those skills as if he's trying to get a rebound going after a pass. Let's go to the Twitter question. Noodle Rayron says, can Reuben Randle continue to play like he did last week? 8 catches for 89 yards.
Well, I think he has to. Reuben Randle has to play like that. He can't have any more drops. He's got to catch those difficult throws. You know, what Tom Coughlin would call those 50-50 balls when it's you and the defender, you've got to come up and get that football. That helps the offense. That helps you stay on the field. You know, making some of those difficult sideline catches. I mean, that's what Reuben Randle was brought here to do, and that's what you'd like to see him in his third year as he's continuing to mature. But 82 has got to be a guy that Eli Manning and this offense can rely on this season.
Well, you know, Roman, if Eli's going to have time to get the ball downfield to guys like Randle, that offensive line has to continue to play well. In the last two games, 190-something yards rushing against Houston, 150-something yards rushing against Washington, and each of these last two games, Roman, they only allowed Eli Manning to get touched once apiece.
Yeah, I mean, you heard this said last week that this Giants offensive line has finally found this right combination of guys that have settled in together. You know, the tackles were the same, but the inside three, I mean, that takes a lot longer to gel typically. So, you know, J.D. Walton, Richburg, I mean, John Jerry, big physical guy. You're seeing the runs. You saw the runs from a few weeks ago. You're seeing the protection for Eli Manning. You're seeing the things that it takes to play solid football offensively. And those five guys, which is the largest group on the field, because they're all on the field at the same time, they all have to play well together, and that's what they've been doing.
And I have to tell you, Roman, it's been a good start for Will Beatty. Coming off that leg injury last year, he's done pretty well.
Yeah, when you don't hear about Will Beatty, that's a good thing. That means no holding calls, no penalties. So let's stop talking about Will Beatty and just have him, hopefully he has a quiet season.
All right, we'll give Will some love another time. But when we come back after this timeout, we're going to talk about that Giants defense. They're going up against a really good Atlanta offense on Sunday. We'll tell you what they can do to slow them down.
Fitness and wellness have always been part of my game plan for success. And now the New York Giants have teamed up with Hackensack University Medical Center to build a state-of-the-art facility to help you stay fit and well. Hackensack UMC Fitness and Wellness, powered by the Giants, features a world-class fitness center, saltwater filtered pools, a sports performance center, Beyond Day Spa. Stop in to check out the new facility on Route 17 in Maywood or visit giants.com/fitness to learn more about memberships.
And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live. So, Tom Coughlin and company are preparing to take on the Atlanta Falcons. Now, that game is at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Why is that important? Because Atlanta, over its last 10 road games, is 1-9. Their only road victory during that time, and it stretches back to the end of the 2012 season, was on the road against the Bills in a dome in Toronto. So that is 9 straight road games in the outdoors that the Falcons have lost. That right. Has got to play on their minds. Roman, during that time frame, they're a minus 16 in turnover ratio.
Yeah, and Paul, there has to be something to be said about the psychology about these dome teams that can't play well outside or on the road. And, I mean, look at a team in their own division, Orleans Saints, is having that same issue. I mean, they got destroyed on Monday night. But, again, when you're practicing in outside, which every team does, is one thing. But when you're only playing in perfect conditions at home and you leave those perfect conditions, you're a totally different football team. And that's what Atlanta has shown by their record. I mean, trust me, in that locker room, that organization, every player knows the difference between a home team and that's why they get extra guys in the offseason, veterans that have played outside, so they don't have those kind of issues.
Now, Roman, to add to the Falcons' burden, they are badly banged up. For example, starting safety William Moore, who may be their best defensive player, guess what? He's on temporary IR. He got hurt the other day. So did three of their offensive linemen. Blaylock at left guard, Hawley at center, and Holmes at right tackle. These guys are not going to play on Sunday. This is a makeshift offensive line going up against the Giants' D.
Yeah, and I know that Atlanta Falcons kept eight or nine offensive line that made the team, so next guy steps up. But when you got three-fifths or four-fifths of your offensive line out, that second group of guys just isn't as good. No matter how you carve it out, they know the system. They just don't have the experience. They're not good enough to be starters. And now you're thrusting these guys into performance. Now, those guys will be better throughout the course of the season. But going on the road now, crowd noise, outside, all those issues, that's going to be a big problem for that offensive line protecting Matt Ryan.
Yeah, so you would think they're going to try to lean on their running game as much as possible. Now, the good news for the Giants is that it's a great opportunity for their pass rush to get going again, because over the last couple of weeks, it's been getting better.
Yeah, it's gotten significantly better. I mean, I remember the criticism opening day against Detroit when DeMontre Moore missed that sack against Matt Stafford. It's gotten better since then. I mean, everyone, you're always seeing three, four Giants jerseys around the quarterback. You're seeing sack fumbles. You're seeing hurries. You're seeing pressures, Paul, from the inside. Guys like Hankins, those guys having sacks. So when the sacks come from different places, you can't chip to one guy. You can't slide to one guy. You can't double team a certain guy, because that creates three one-on-one matchups. So it's very encouraging to see this defensive line and what they've done in terms of sack production. Paul, you and I talked about this in training camp. They need 40, 45 plus. That's when this defensive line was at its best. Six, seven different guys getting to the quarterback, all having the same equal ability, so you can't just key in on one guy.
Exactly. Now, Matt Ryan, the Falcons quarterback, can be very good and very streaky. He's had three games this year, Roman, where he has thrown three touchdown passes.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, it's no secret how good of a player he's been. I mean, in terms of regular season, he's as good as any quarterback in the league, especially at home. Because he's got some weapons on the outside, and they've got a good communication with those receivers on the outside. So Matt Ryan is really he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league by far, probably the best quarterback the Giants will face probably since Matt Stafford, obviously, week one.
Now, it helps when you have good targets, and boy, does he have targets. Roddy White, who is, by the way, nursing a hamstring injury, been a little bit subpar during the first month of the season. Julius Jones, and don't forget Devin Hester.
Yeah, I mean, you also got Harry Douglas as well. You mentioned the other guys. Devin Hester as a fourth receiver. Coach Coughlin mentioned that in a press conference. So they've got some weapons on the outside. The way to get to those weapons, or not let Matt Ryan get to those weapons, is creating pressure on the quarterback, shutting down the run, making them predictable, making the defense play with a lead in the second half. And that's how you shut down that passing attack.
Yeah, Julio Jones has two 100-yard games receiving so far this season. Now, on the other side of the ball, there's a name here that I recognize on the Falcons roster. You might know him, too. Guy used to wear 72, is now wearing 50. Osi Umenyiora. No sacks, six tackles, and one quarterback hit so far through four games.
Osi Umenyiora, he still runs extremely well. He's a little heavier than he was when he was here. But, again, he's going to be up for this game. He's 2 years removed from the player he was when he wore that 72 jersey at the Giants. So, in his older age, he's become a smarter player. He picks and chooses his spots in terms of when he takes his rushes. He doesn't have the sack production that he had, obviously, at his heyday at the Giants. But he's a good critical piece to that puzzle with the Giants defensively. So he's going to be ready to play.
He'll probably see a lot of time against Will Beatty. Let's talk about that Falcons defense for just a second as a whole, Roman. They've struggled really near the bottom of the league and given up yardage and points so far.
Yeah, they've struggled a lot. And when they get behind, they're very, very vulnerable.
All right, well, that'll do it for this edition of Giants Press Conference Live. Don't forget, MSG has complete Big Blue coverage. Whether it's Giants Rewind, whether it's Giants First and 10, whether it's Press Conference Live, we've got all your Giants information to get you ready each and every week. And remember, MetLife Stadium's the place. Sunday, 1 o'clock, it's the Giants and the Atlanta Falcons. And don't forget, you can always reach us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you next time, everybody.